Now to new fallout from those disturbing hazing allegations at LSU. Several school administrators have been placed on leave pending investigations after 9 fraternity brothers were arrested last week. Steve Osunsami has that story for us.
Louisiana State University this morning is coming down hard on hazing, placing at least 3 administrators on leave while the school investigates claims that they ignored reports of violent hazing from an alleged incident that put these 9 fraternity brothers in handcuffs. According to police reports, pledges of LSU's now closed Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity say that last fall they were told to lie down on broken glass, were forced to sit in an ice machine for more than half an hour, and, among other things, punched and kicked in the chest and stomach with steel-toed boots. This isn't the school's first hazing incident by any means. LSU freshman Max Groover died in 2017 trying to pledge at a campus fraternity. These latest charges have students and their parents asking if administrators should have stepped in sooner.
I think they're doing the right thing if things went too far.
It's unfortunate that another fraternity was kicked off because Greek life is important to a lot of students here, but at the same time, when you have repeated incidents, it's important that you send a message to all of Greek life and everybody on campus.
The university isn't naming these administrators, but says at least one of them may have heard a rumor about this alleged incident and then did nothing about it. The 9 students who were arrested are all out on bond this morning. Michael.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.